For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt announced yesterday that more than $17 million in aid will be distributed to rural health care providers in Missouri. Blunt says the funding will expand coronavirus testing capabilities in underserved areas, providing resources for everything from supplies to staff training. Expanding coronavirus testing to more than 7,500 tests a day has been a focus for Missouri officials as the state's economy continues to reopen. Governor Mike Parson said he will announce specific details about testing expansion today. On May 1st, Blunt also announced rural Missouri hospitals and health providers would receive nearly $300 million in federal funding for coronavirus-related relief. Since 2014, 10 rural hospitals in the state have closed. Healthcare clinics serving rural areas often face financial and staffing difficulties. Stevens College has hired a new director of counseling to start this fall. According to a news release from the college, Daniel Kissinger's research interests include wellness counseling, student athletes, and issues surrounding the therapeutic and supervisory alliances. A class action lawsuit was filed against the University of Missouri system. It claims the system did not offer sufficient refunds after classes were moved online in March due to fears of a COVID-19 outbreak. The lawsuit was filed by St. Louis lawyer Richard Cornfield, who represents the plaintiff identified as a student. Cornfield says he believes students were not able to get the full value and benefits of being on campus. He says the UM system made the right decision by closing down campus, but in doing so, students did not receive what they paid for. The MU Adult Daycare Center has shut down for safety concerns. Adult Day Connection has been open for more than 25 years and closed March 18th because of COVID-19. Spokesperson Christian Basie says MU does not anticipate reopening the facility. Basie says the state-licensed program is overseen by the MU School of Health Professions and was serving 32 people regularly. The Columbia Missourian reports Adult Day Connection took on seniors and adults with disabilities so they could receive nursing supervision and socialization while their caregivers worked or took time off. The program received funding from Veterans Affairs, the City of Columbia, and Boone County. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.